Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leonis Martin. Batting second. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Tyler Naquin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The designated hitter, Hanley Ramirez. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jake Bowers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roberto Perez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brad Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Max Maroff. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Trevor Bauer. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Polanco. Batting third. The designated hitter, Nelson Cruz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Eddie Rosario. Batting fifth. The first baseman, CJ Cron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marwin Gonzalez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jonathan Shoup. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mitch Garver. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jake Odorizzi. And now, play ball. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martin is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Naquin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kepler hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Polanco strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cruz hits a line drive deep towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santana hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Santana is out. 1 out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Ramirez is on with a walk. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bowers hits a pop-up towards second. Shoup makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Perez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rosario hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. 1 out. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cron strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brad Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Miller strikes out swinging. 1 out. Max Maroff is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Maroff is called out on strikes. two outs. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Martin is on with a walk. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shoup strikes out swinging. 1 out. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garver hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Garver is out. 2 outs. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Naquin is 0 for 1 in the game. Naquin strikes out swinging. 1 out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a pop-up beyond third. Gonzalez gets back and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jake Bowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kepler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepler hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Ramirez makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco hits a fly ball into right center field. That ball is in the gap. Polanco rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Polanco scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Eddie Rosario batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rosario is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosario hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Rosario is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Perez is out. 1 out. Brad Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Oder as he scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Max Maroff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maroff is 0 for 1 in the game. Maroff is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cron strikes out swinging. 1 out. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shoup is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoup strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a short pop-up towards first. Cron makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naquin is 0-for-2 in the game. Naquin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. 1 out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Buxton hits a fly ball towards left. Bowers makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kepler strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Trevor May replaces Jake Odorizzi as pitcher. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball towards left. Rosario makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball towards third. Gonzalez can't make the play in time. Ramirez gets a base hit. Adalberto Mejia replaces Trevor May as pitcher. Jordan Luplow pinch hits for Jake Bowers batting 6th. Jordan Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Luplow strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jordan Luplow moves from pinch hitter to left fielder. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. That is ball 4. Polanco is on with a walk. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Polanco is picked off first base, but there's an error on the play. Polanco moves to second. 1 out. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz is hit by the pitch. Cruz is on first. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosario is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosario hits a fly ball towards left. Luplow makes the catch for the out. 1 out. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cron hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Taylor Rogers replaces Adalberto Mejia as pitcher. Brad Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Max Maroff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maroff is 0-for-2 in the game. Maroff hits a ground ball towards first. Cron throws to second to get Miller. Maroff is on first. One out. Leonis Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a fly ball towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tyler Olson replaces Trevor Bauer as pitcher. Marwin Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. One out. John Edwards replaces Tyler Olson as pitcher. Jonathan Shoup is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shoup is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoup hits a line drive towards short. Maroff makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitch Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a pop-up beyond second. Miller gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Blake Parker replaces Taylor Rogers as pitcher. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Naquin is 0 for 3 in the game. Naquin hits a pop-up near the plate. Garver makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 3 in the game. Santana hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Santana moves to second. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Santana moves to third. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. That is ball 4. Ramirez is on with a walk. Greg Allen pinch hits for Jordan Luplow batting 6th. Greg Allen is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. Santana scores. That's a sacrifice fly. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Roberto Perez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Perez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brad Hand replaces John Edwards as pitcher. Eric Stametz replaces Max Maroff playing shortstop batting 9th. Greg Allen moves from pinch hitter to LE. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Buxton is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder. Buxton hits a double. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kepler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kepler strikes out swinging. One out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polanco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Polanco hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Martin is there to make the catch. Buxton moves to third. Two outs. Nelson Cruz is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Cruz is walked intentionally, and takes first base. Jake Cave pinch runs for Nelson Cruz batting third. Eddie Rosario is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rosario is 0 for 3 in the game. That is ball 4. Rosario is on with a walk. Cabe moves to second. CJ Cron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cron is 0 for 3 in the game. Cron hits a fly ball towards right. Naquin is there to make the catch. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.